you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll start with Aaron Forsman.
John, it's 3-1, and I feel like they're starting to get maybe a little bit of momentum. You have a huge penalty kill, and then Riley Nash scores goals. Does that feel like a big transition moment for you there?
It's certainly a big moment there because they were pushing. It's just a great effort by Jens to win the puck as far as gaining the zone. Sure, because they were coming. They were coming.
We talked so much about anticipating their push early. How important were the first couple of shifts for you guys in terms of handling whatever they threw at you and setting your own pace, I guess?
Yeah, we were ready to play. You know, we're just trying to play. And we respect the team. We know how good they are. We're just trying to go about our business best way we think we need to in this series.
Did you see the Kucherov hit near the end?
I did.
Any thoughts on it?
No, I'm not going to give you any thoughts on it. I think it's self-explanatory.
John, given the opponent and the arena you're playing in tonight, is it going to be hard, even hard for a guy like you to find fault with anything about this effort tonight?
Oh, I like the way our team played. Yeah, I think we're getting better and better in certain situations. We're going to have to keep on getting better. But I thought we played better than game one. We're going to have to play better in game three than we did in game two.
Right, George. John, Tampa Bay's strength is speed and forecheck, and you slowed them down and took away their forecheck. I don't want you to give away secrets here, but how have you kind of taken them out of their game a little bit?
Yeah, we're just trying to play, Eric.
That's not real.
No, I know. We're not doing anything special. We're just trying to play.
You mentioned yesterday about how, you know, three state trips to the postseason here, even though you don't want a series, those are experiences that you guys can learn from. How important is that going to be at this point in this series to kind of just use what you've learned so far going forward?
You know, I don't even look at it that way. I don't think our team is nervous about the situation. I'm just glad, and I mean it, I'm glad we have opportunities to keep on playing playoff games. We have. I'm fortunate we've done it 3 years in a row, getting in, playing some games, going through some situations, some really good stuff, some bad stuff, some failures, and we're getting another opportunity here. So it's not like we're looking to go into the archives here and what happened during that series that we can use here. We're just trying to go out and play each and every game. Like I said this morning, we played this game, we won it. Certainly we're happy we win the game. We got to get ready to play game three. That's how we're going about our business.
Is there confidence, though, that guys who've been through those kind of games, that they just inherently have now in them?
Well, a lot of guys haven't gone through it a lot. We just don't have a lot of guys that have played a lot. And that's why I'm glad they're getting the opportunity. No matter what happens, this is all good as far as just getting to play in these situations and just figuring things out as we go. And, so we'll get ready for game three.
Middle of the ice, John, how important was that? I think Bob saw 13 shots here. First two periods, how important is controlling that middle area of the
well,
ice?
Well, anytime you play a game, the middle of the ice is very important. That's the scoring area. That's where teams generate speed. They're trying to do the same thing against us. They were successful quite a bit tonight also in that part of it. And that's just trying to play the right way. And we had some good sticks tonight. And, the thing I like about it is I think we played better than game one. But I'm telling you, we're going to have to play better in game three. It's things change. You just got to stay about your business and worry about yourself.
Eric.
Werenski took his gloves off tonight, fought for the first time.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right. It's terrific. Our bench was, it's just so good for our bench. And he takes off a pretty good player with him. You know, I'll leave it at that. He takes off a really good player there's with him. I think that's so good for him, and it's so good for the camaraderie of our team. So that was really good.
Coach, you've been able to keep Stamkos, Kucherov point without an assist or a goal in two games. Is that a morale boost for your team? Do you look at it that way?
No. We know what the team is. We know what they've done. It's not us looking to try to keep one particular guy. We're just trying to play as best as we can as a team. And if it stops some people, great. But we're not focused on any one particular thing. We're just trying to concentrate on us and how we play.
So, George, someone goes in the room and finds you after the first period Wednesday night and says, by the way, you'll be going home up 2-0.
Say that again, Pierre.
Someone finds you after the first period Wednesday night and tells you that at that point in time you'll be up 2-0 heading home. What would be your reaction when you're down 3-0 in the opening 20 minutes?
I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about.
Well, I'm saying, would you have been surprised?
What, surprised that we're coming? That yeah. We're up 2-0?
Yeah.
That we're up 2-0 in the series?
Yeah.
Am I surprised?
After you're down 3-0 in the first.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I
thank you.
You know, we don't. I'm sorry. I just there were a lot of numbers you were throwing around. So. No, and I'm serious about that. I'm not surprised. I think we're a good team. I do think we're a good team, and I think one of the greatest things that's happened this year is we've gone through a lot as a team. First of all, playing in that metro and trying to get in. Going through some stuff there, stuff well chronicled as far as our locker room and the stuff that was around us right from day one when camp opened. I think it is kind of galvanized us a little bit. And the most important thing, if we're gonna be successful as a team, we have to play as a team. So I don't think even when we were down 3-0, I don't think we got away as far as how we have to play. So. You may think I'm lying to you. I'm not surprised. We're just trying to play, and then the results at the end of the 60-minute game is what it is. You get ready for your next one. That's how we're trying to go about it.
Jards in the middle there.
John, you've kept them off the board of the penalty kill. You've scored a couple of your own. How important did you, or how much emphasis did you put on special teams play when you win a series as you size up with your connection?
Oh, sure. It's very important in the series. I think one of the when they score their goal, and then I think just a couple minutes later, they get a power play, that's a huge kill for us. That's a really important part of the game. Surges and momentum swings are so important in playoff hockey, and as each game goes through, they become more and more important. They were pushing. They had some good looks. I think we got fortunate a couple of times, hit some skates before the puck went in. I think Stamkos had a chance to hit a defenseman's skate. So we got a little puck luck there, but yeah, the kill, let's say they score a goal there, you know, who knows where it goes. It's a good test for us. I'll tell you right now, they go 3-2 with some minutes left. It would have been a good test for us, but we found a way to get it done. So we're going to, we'll look at the tape. We'll fly out of here tomorrow. We'll look at the tape and get ready for game 3.
Getting back to that fourth goal that followed that sequence, scored by Riley Nash. He's obviously played a lot better, I would say, probably the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, just how nice is it? I mean, the puck hasn't gone in a lot for him this year.
Yeah.
He was frustrated by that. How nice was it to see him score that goal? That was such a key
Well, you know, you talk about Z's fight. I think the boys loved it, and our bench was tall after that. Nash is a guy that I think our team pulls for. You know, he comes to us. Has had some struggles early on, has played really well in the past few months. He's just such a smart player. And I think I'm not out there having dinner and them talking about how they love Nasher. I just sense that he's an easy guy to pull for. And you could sense our bench when he scored. Obviously, it's a big goal, too. But they were happy for him. And those little things help you along the way. And and I am, too, because I think he... He's been frustrated. He comes to us, wants to be a big part of it, wasn't getting much ice time at all, wasn't producing. But then I think his game really started coming. The past 2.5-3 months, just through his smarts, has put himself in a position that's given us some good minutes. That line gave us some good minutes tonight. So we're happy for him.
Mike on the left.
What time is it? I got a 10:30 bus.
Yeah, we got two more. John, I was going to say it took you a long time to galvanize that even past McQuaid's injury, when it looked like he had some things together then, and then he goes down.
The team?
Yes.
When the team galvanized?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't... Even when... I think our team felt a little pressure. Or not pressure, or... I think when we made the deals, it was very well talked about that we're all in, and I think sometimes when players aren't used to be put in a position that you're supposed to win, I think you feel a little bit different pressure. But the team has been tight all year long. It really has. And whether you're successful or not, it doesn't mean you're not galvanized. I do. I think some of the honesty that has gone on with our group and all of us, coaches, managers, and players together in that locker room, has helped us. And and I think hopefully it'll help us get through some tough spots through this series here, because there's going to be some tough spots.
I just want to follow up and say that I think 9 different players have scored your 9 goals in the series. Is that a testament to?
Yeah, well, I think it's nice to see, because I just don't think we can compete with this team if we don't play really well as a team. And we can't just rely on Brett and Bob. And I think everybody's contributed. And if we're going to keep on proceeding and try to find our way, we're going to have to be even better as a team. It's a really good hockey club we're playing against. And they're not going away. We just got to keep our wits about ourselves and get ready to play our next game and understand we have to compete harder the next game and play better the next game. We got to keep on ramping it up as each game comes through.
Last one, Joe.
John, you mentioned all the adversity you through the season helped you as a team. In what ways does that kind of thing help a team, especially coming into the playoffs? I mean, does a team need to go through that kind of thing most of the year? Maybe not as much as you guys did.
Well, it was a real interesting one for us. I've been fortunate enough to coach for a while. This was one weird year for us with all the stuff. I don't know. I think each team takes on its own identity and own situation, how they handle the room, who the leaders are. This team here, the Columbus, it's a team that's fighting for respect in this league. I don't think we have truly gotten the respect, and probably rightfully so. It's a hard league to gain respect. It's just the lay of the land in the National Hockey League. You've got to earn your stripes as far as respect. I think that we're trying to find our way that way. So we look at things a little bit different than maybe other teams. As far as adversity and stuff like that. So, again, we're going to try to be ourselves, try to handle the situations, and just go about our business. I'm not sure if that answered your question or not, but kind of dodged it. Okay. Thank you.
At least you understood that one.
There are big numbers out there, like 2 or 3 and 0.